Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin. You're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by The Little Shaman. That's me, The Little Shaman. Today I would like to do another installment in the Spirituality of Sex series that I have going on. And I want to talk about the spirituality of BDSM and power exchange experiences. For those of you who might not understand, BDSM refers to bondage and discipline types of relationships. Pain has long been used in religious rituals. Endorphins are released into the body when pain is induced, creating a clarity of mind and an inner peace. Some even refer to it as feeling high, like an endorphin high. In the BDSM community, this is known as subspace. It refers to the head change that submissives enter into whenever they are in what's known as scenes with their partner. Shamans and many other non-Christian religious practitioners have used flagellation and other methods of suffering as a way to sort of scourge the soul, as it were, and as a way to achieve peace and a higher level of consciousness. So is it so strange then that BDSM and spirituality would merge? Sex creates powerful energy between two people. Pain creates a powerful energy within the self and between two people. Domination and submission create powerful energies. To combine all these things together into one event is to create a very powerful force indeed. Sex has long been distinguished as a force to be reckoned with in the magical communities. Quote, sex magic has been used for centuries as a way to generate the energy needed to fulfill a magical working, or what people commonly would call a spell. It can lend great amounts of energy to any magical endeavor, and to take it even farther, there is something known as, quote, kink magic, which specifically targets the energy created in domination-submission connections to aid in magical events. But what about spirituality that isn't related to magic or religion? Does the dominant and submissive lifestyle still have an impact on people who don't hold any specific secular beliefs? If spirituality is defined as an awakening and as becoming more in touch with yourself and the primitive essence that is you, then yes, it does. For some, the first experience with BDSM can be akin to a spiritual awakening. They have gotten in touch with the part of themselves that yearned their entire lives for recognition. Their eyes are suddenly open and they're seeing so many new things. They are fulfilled in a way they never could have been previously. They have found a new way of life and a new path to walk upon. Their soul seems to have expanded and they feel complete. BDSM is often used also as a way to confront inner demons. It's a means to self-discovery and enlightenment, both highly spiritual processes. We cannot be great until we have been humbled. We cannot create until we have deconstructed. We cannot be rebuilt until we've been destroyed. These things are all necessary for self-discovery, improvement, and renewal. Submissives and slaves who discover BDSM, who were subs and slaves well before their first scene, by the way, have found a new purpose in life, a new reason for being, a total mind, body, and spiritual fulfillment. In many cases, they have quite literally found something to worship, someone to worship, where before they had nothing. This is an extremely powerful feeling. It is an awakening. Doms who discover BDSM may initially start out as submissives. That's not uncommon at all. They evolve through the same profusion of emotions and self-discoveries as the subs do. And then they achieve more. They go from worshiping to being worshipped. And there's nothing more powerful than that. It is a true evolution of power. BDSM provides an outlet through which many may submit to and explore the personal primitive nature of human beings. It is a way of finding liberation from inhibition and constraint, both imposed by society and internally. People can then feel more grounded, more in touch with themselves, and therefore more spiritually aware. It isn't just the pain. It's the trust. It's the intense emotional response. It's the feeling of being part of something larger than themselves, of creating that energy. It is the spirituality of BDSM. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.com. That's me, the Little Shaman. Thank you very much for listening and have a wonderful day.